It's personal. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Today's discussion, of course, will be for comprehensible input. If you can follow the discussion and understand what I'm saying in general, then you will benefit from the comprehensible input. You need not know every word, but following the discussion is important. The other thing I would like to accomplish today is to give you some ideas about language learning and specifically about a problem which I encountered. So let's start our discussion. We language learners have a lot of things in common. We want to learn our target language. We're willing to put in the effort to do so. And we want results. You could say that we all have that in common. But we also have a lot of differences. Many different kinds of people with many different personalities are trying to learn languages. As we access resources online for language learning, we find ourselves face to face with presenters on the internet or on YouTube, who are very outgoing, very energetic, very enthusiastic. And they frequently tell us that we have to talk to people in our target language. I, for one, found that to be a barrier. I found that to be a big challenge. I didn't want to go out and talk to strangers. I don't tend to talk a lot in English. In my native language, I don't talk a lot. I speak when it's necessary. I try to speak when it's appropriate. But in English, in my native language, I don't really speak to strangers very often. So the message I was getting was that in order to be successful to learn my target languages, I was going to need to change myself, change my behavior radically, and do things that I'm not comfortable doing in my native language. But in this case, I would be doing it in languages that I know less well. Now you can see the barrier I'm talking about. Some of this has to do with our temperament, that is, the style of our personality. Some people are described as introverts. An introvert is more comfortable by themselves or in smaller groups. An introvert gets their energy from within. In contrast, an extrovert is someone who draws their energy from excitement and activity outside of themselves. They like parties. They like big events. They like a lot of sound, perhaps colors, celebrations. They draw their energy from this external source. We describe extroverts as being outgoing, as being gregarious. Presenters on YouTube tend to look like extroverts. They tend to be very enthusiastic and outgoing. Now, embedded in all of this is a bit of a myth. My behavior on YouTube, talking to you on these videos, is not my usual behavior. Spoiler alert, I'm an introvert. When the camera is not on me, when I'm not making a video, I don't talk very much. At first blush, it might appear to us that introverts are going to have problems learning languages. We're not going to want to talk to strangers. We might be timid or shy. We might not be comfortable boldly using our target language. So today's discussion, I'd like to dispel these myths and give you a perspective so that this will not be a barrier to anyone. So let's start with exploring what's real. I've already touched on the first point. Some people don't talk a lot. Some people are reticent. If someone doesn't talk a lot, you could say they are reticent. I am reticent. It's the way I am, and it's okay. If you don't tend to talk a lot in your primary language, why would we think that you would be talking a lot in your target language? It doesn't make sense. So the reality is some people don't like to talk a lot. There is a myth that in order to learn a language, one needs to travel to a foreign country, travel to a country where that language is spoken, and immerse oneself. That is available to many people, and it has its advantages and disadvantages, but in reality, it is not necessary. It is possible to travel to a foreign country for language learning and speak very little, because we don't know people in that foreign country. We would be forced to talk to strangers. We would find it very uncomfortable. It is common, for instance, for Americans to go to a foreign country and find English speakers and just spend their time with the English speakers. The reality is that travel to a foreign country where the target language is spoken is not a magic bullet, and it is not necessary. You probably already knew that. The next point to understand is that it is not necessary to speak a lot to learn a language very well. Epictetus, the ancient philosopher, tells us that we have two ears and one mouth, thus we should listen a lot more than we speak. That idea was also expressed by Zeno. Taken to the extreme, one need not speak at all. If you are satisfied with being able to understand everything you hear and perhaps write or read, maybe that's all you need. Maybe that's all you want. Now, that doesn't work for me. I want to be able to speak, but I'm not in a position to change my personality in order to get that accomplished. What about talking to strangers? It is common for us to get the impression, in the context of language learning, that we need to interrupt and speak with strangers. The world over, that is socially not acceptable, it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, and it's unnecessary. When I hear Spanish or German being spoken, that doesn't give me the right to go interrupt that person and try to convert them into my language teacher. That would be very awkward, very inappropriate. I found it very helpful to realize that learning my target languages, I would not need to be talking to strangers. Instead, what I found and what is recommended is to talk to people who you know, people who will be patient with you, people who want to talk to you. As our skills in the target language improve, opportunities to speak with people we know in the target language develop naturally. They develop organically. They don't have to be forced by us, and we don't have to make ourselves uncomfortable creating these situations artificially. So what if we are impatient with this speaking? What if we're in a situation where we want to develop speaking skills, but we don't have a lot of opportunities to speak with native speakers? How do we deal with that? I can tell you how I have dealt with it, and these recommendations are commonly given in the online environment. First of all, I got a lot of input. I got a lot of input, so the language was easy for me to understand when I heard it. That's actually real important. If you say something to a native speaker and you don't have good listening comprehension, then you will be defeated when they speak back to you. You say something to them, and that generates a response. You need to know what they're saying when they respond to you. This is a common problem with novices. They learn some polite phrases. They say one of those rote phrases to a native speaker. The native speaker talks back to them in the target language, perhaps a lot, and they have no idea what he or she said. So, paradoxically, one of the ingredients you need to speak with other people is the ability to understand what they're saying to you. I put a lot of time in on that. The next thing I did to begin speaking my target languages is to read aloud. Now, one's ability to read aloud is predicated on one's ability to read at all. Embedded in this recommendation to read aloud is the requirement that you know how to read. You need to know the alphabet, and you need to develop reading ability in the target language if you're going to use this step. This step is not required, but since I could read and write my target languages, I used this step because that way I was saying words out loud without having to find those words, without having to construct sentences. For me, it was a very nice intermediate step on my road to speaking fluently with other people. Remember, I have never espoused a one-size-fits-all. So if you look at your situation and you say to yourself that you don't want to read the target language at this stage, then reading aloud can be put aside. Don't worry about it. It's just a step that may be available to you. It's a step that I have used in Spanish and in German. Reading aloud allows you to say the words without trying to construct sentences, without trying to find the vocabulary and assemble those sentences. Next, I talk to myself. Now, in the United States, if you say that someone talks to themselves, you are suggesting that they're a little strange. They're a little crazy, a little odd. But in reality, in private, a lot of people talk to themselves. I do it a lot. But now I tend to talk to myself in Spanish or German. When I take a walk, I will point to things and call them by name. That gets the process started. And then I will add some description to what I have just named. For instance, I might point to a tree and say tree. And then looking at the tree, I might say, it's a very large tree. It's an oak tree. It looks like a beautiful tree. So I'm adding more language to that simple word, tree. The tree is next to the road. I will walk past that tree. I will walk under that tree. There are a lot of similar trees around here. So I will talk about what I'm seeing and basically narrate what I am seeing. I have also interviewed myself. I will pose a simple question. What did you do yesterday? And then for the next few minutes, I will tell myself what I did yesterday. Now you can see the advantage of that. If you ask yourself what you did yesterday, you're going to have to speak in the past tense. And then you can say to yourself, what will you do tomorrow? That puts you in the future tense, but it does it very naturally. Everything's in context. This isn't a grammar lesson. This is a plan to have you use the grammar that you learned in all that input that you got. Talking to yourself, narrating your activities, and interviewing yourself are actually skills that you can develop. They don't come completely naturally. They're not automatic. You've probably never done these sorts of things before, but what I found was that the learning curve was easy. It didn't take me very long to get very comfortable interviewing myself or narrating the day. The advantage of doing this is there is no embarrassment. Mistakes don't count. They don't matter. And there's no pressure to speak because somebody is staring at you, wondering what you're going to say next. In other words, you can take as long as you want to form those sentences and express those thoughts. I have done all of these things, and I found them very helpful. One day, I asked myself the question, the interview style, how I was approaching language learning, and so I came up with a rather lengthy answer to myself. The following day, I met a lady who was a native Spanish speaker, and the social context was proper for me to speak to her in Spanish. She did not expect it, but it was natural. It was not awkward. And so, having interviewed myself, having explained to myself how I approached learning Spanish, how I used comprehensible input, I just explained that to her the same way. I had not intentionally practiced a dialogue, but this was still fairly fresh in my mind. And what I noticed was that the conversation we had in Spanish was very comfortable, very smooth, very natural. When she answered me in Spanish, I understood everything she said. The conversation continued for quite some time, and then the social context required that we bring it to an end. We had said all that needed to be said. I attribute that successful conversation in a socially acceptable context to the fact that I had been talking to myself. What else could you do? You could talk to an AI. I don't use AIs for input. This is my personal preference. The reason I've made over 500 videos is simple. I think you deserve better than getting your input from an AI. I find AI-created content to be a little boring. However, there is a really good use for an AI. You can talk to it, and it'll talk back to you with answers that ideally will make sense. I have an account with ChatGPT, and I have created a project. The project is Joseph Practices Spanish. I have created a prompt so that when I speak to the AI, it answers me in Spanish. I have created this prompt so that I can speak to the AI either in Spanish or in English, but the answers all come to me in Spanish. The charming thing about an AI as a chatbot is that it doesn't become impatient. It doesn't stare at you wondering what you're going to say and why you're taking so long. I find it impossible to become embarrassed when I speak with a chatbot. I think this is a real tool for the 21st century for those of us who need to transition from pure input into a phase of our language learning where we're getting input, but we're also producing output with increasing skill. This business of transitioning to output was a real problem for me, and it took me a long time to sort it out in my head to figure out how I was getting over these perceived barriers. What I realized is that these barriers really don't exist. The world is full of many different kinds of people. I tend to be reserved and introverted. I'm not going to change my personality, and I don't need to speak with strangers. As soon as I realized all that, all I needed to do was focus on the language, get more input. With more input, speaking is just easier and easier. I think if you get enough input, speaking is inevitable. The next point that was very helpful for me is that conversations in the target language need not be long, and they don't require us to say a lot. If you meet someone and you're speaking in your target language, you don't have to tell them your life story. You can actually be a good listener. If you understand the conversation, if you understand what they are saying to you, if you have good listening comprehension, then the words you say, the few words you say, will make sense and allow the conversation to move forward. Most societies the world over value a good listener. For us, the language learners, it's okay to have social anxiety. It's okay to have fear of making mistakes. I've tried to get rid of that fear by realizing that mistakes are normal. They're not that big a deal. I try not to focus on mistakes. I don't ask people to correct my mistakes. I don't need that negative feedback. Correction of mistakes may actually interfere with our confidence. And as we look at opportunities to speak in our target languages, we don't need to put ourselves in a position where we have pressure to perform. We are not all natural performers. Some of us are very soft-spoken, reserved, and introverted. But those characteristics don't actually interfere with our development of fluency. I found it very helpful to realize that I can just be natural. I can just be the way I am and still very successfully learn various languages if I'm willing to get a lot of input and stay curious about those languages. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.